7. Meekness and humility. They will present their humble supplications before the Lord. Jeremiah 36, chapter 7th verse. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Matthew 11, chapter 29th verse. All those who approach working for the Lord in prayer learn to be like him, meek, humble, and true of heart. St. John of Kronstadt. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, cried out the publican, and he walked out of the temple more justified than the Pharisee. Luke 18th chapter 13th verse. And it turned out that the words became higher than deeds, and utterances surpassed works. The one displayed his righteousness, his fasting and tithing, while the other said mere words without works and acquired the forgiveness of all sins. Why is it so? Because God was not listening to only his words, but hearkened more to the feeling with which they were pronounced, and finding him to be contrite and humble, he had mercy on him and manifested his love for mankind. I say this not so that we should sin, but that we should have humility of reasoning. Chrysostom. How can we incline the Lord to have mercy? This is how. Let us establish prayer in our hearts and add meekness and humility to it. For the Lord says, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Matthew 11, chapter 29th verse. And David sang out, a sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit, a heart that is broken and humbled, God will not despise. Psalm 50th, 19th verse. God loves nothing better than a meek and humble heart. Do not say, I am a sinner and have no boldness, I dare not pray. Such a one, in fact, has boldness, who thinks that he has no boldness, just as, on the contrary, the one who thinks that he has boldness snatches away the power from boldness, like the Pharisee. The one who esteems himself as being rejected and without boldness, the more so will be heard, like the publican. Repentance is approaching God with prayer, which is filled with contrition, with unremitting petition for release from things past and extreme anxiety over preserving things to come. This is why our Lord indicated that support for our infirmity lies in prayer, saying, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Matthew 26, chapter 41st verse. For the Lord knows that prior to death, he will not take away from us the opportunity to deviate from virtue into vice. Therefore, he commands that we be diligent and persevere in continuous prayer. Saint Isaac the Syrian. It is not deeds which open the locked door of the heart, but a broken heart and humility of the soul when it will overcome passions by humility. It is written by one of the saints, whosoever does not consider himself to be a sinner, his prayer will not be accepted by God. When you stand before God in prayer, in your thoughts, imagine yourself to be as if an ant, or an ass, if a feeble, or an ass of a feeble infant. Do not say before God anything which comes from knowledge, but in your infinite thoughts come near to him and walk before him, so that you may be vouchsafed that parental providence which fathers have for children, their infants. It was said, the Lord preserves the infants. Do you wish to become gods through prayer? Then let mercifulness belong to your heart, through which we are commanded to resemble the Heavenly Father and achieve grace-filled perfection. Force your heart towards mercy and benevolence. Immerse and close your entire spirit in these qualities until you can sense love for mankind within yourself, which by its sun shines equally and on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Matthew 5th chapter 45th verse. Bishop Ignatius, when you forgive all your neighbors, all their transgressions from your heart, then your own sins will be revealed unto you. You will see to what extent you are in need of God's charity, and how much all mankind is in need of it. You will weep before God for yourself and for mankind. Keep company with your embittered heart, and the labor of prayer and attachment of the heart, and the source of mercy will open up to your petitions, St. Isaac the Syrian. Let mercifulness always prevail within you. A cruel and unmerciful heart will never be purified. A man who is merciful is a physician to his soul. Therefore, as if by a strong wind, he dispels from his inner being the darkness of the passions. Nothing can draw the heart close to God as mercifulness, and nothing can create such a quietness in the soul as voluntary poverty. If you close yourself in absolute meekness and absence of anger, then you will not have to labor much to free your mind from bondage. St. John Climacus. When one calls in a peaceful disposition, he scoops up spiritual gifts as if with a spoon. St. Seraphim of Sarov. When a person tries to maintain within himself a humble heart and a mind which is unperturbed and peaceful, then all the snares of the enemy are powerless. For where there is peacefulness of thoughts, there dwells the Lord God Himself. His place is in peace. Psalm 75, second verse. Anything which you do out of reverence against your... revenge against your brother who has treated you unjustly, all of this you will do towards your own temptation. It will trouble you during prayer. St. Nevus of Sinai. Prayer is the manifestation, the pouring forth and extension of joy and thanksgiving. Those who accumulate within themselves the sorrows of this age and the lingering evil memories and maintain prayer in this condition resemble those who scoop up water and pour it into a leaking bucket.